Rochelle, and tonight is our Rochelle Sparrow Psychic Night. And what is it? TGY? Thank God it's Friday. Or TGF? Thank God it's Friday. Okay.
TGIF.
No. I think it's is it? TGF or TGI? I think it's just TG.
Well,
I don't know. Whatever.
The same thing.
Yeah, whatever. Thank God it's Friday, huh?
Thank God it's Friday.
Hallelujah. We got a lot of snow here. Midwest. We're in that we're what everybody's talking about on the news all day long.
Really?
Yeah, we got dumped with quite a lot of snow. And
so does this end your journey into the woods?
I doubt it.
Good. So no, you go in the winter as well.
Well, S is coming up all the way from Alabama, and she's going to be here the 17th. So just to experience the woods, we've got a, you know, it doesn't seem to really stop anybody, you know, except me. I'm not a winter person, but
me neither.
You know, if the people want to go out there and experience, you know, by, you know, well, you know, I'm always there for them. That's part of our journey, isn't it? Is being there for people.
That's so. Right. Being aware and just being.
Yeah. We did our show last night with Vincent J. Barrow.
Uh-huh.
Or Barra, and turned out really good. And,
great.
Yeah. And I contacted you today for you to listen to it because, folks, what's happening is we now have a new show. Well, this is part of it. It's called The Journey Home. And what we do is we take the pieces, and it's kind of like a big old jigsaw puzzle. And we take all these little pieces, you know, through the shows, and try to put the pieces together so that we could to finish the puzzle. And what it basically is, putting the pieces together to find our path for our journey back home. And so anyhow, we have myself involved in it, Vincent J. Barra, as well as Rochelle Sparrow. And so anyhow, Rochelle, I would really appreciate if you listened to that show that I did with Vincent last night, and he's listened to some of your shows already. And then that way you guys can all kind of get to know each other, and we can be like, I'd like to use the metaphor of a train going down the track. As long as all of our wheels are moving, you know, all the same direction, you know, that train can build up momentum and really take off. You know?
Cool.
Anyhow, just trying to, well, so let's all get our wheels let's all get to know each other's wheels, you know,
cool.
To see how they're all moving. Okay. And so, anyhow, it looks like the show's going to be, our show is going to be quite successful, folks. Like again, I'll say it. It's, The Journey Home. It's, Thursday night with Vincent. And it's on Friday night with Rochelle, and of course I'm on both nights with both of them, and it's a show of empowerment, and we use the psychic ability or the psychic in order to help you to empower yourself and to understand what this world is all about that you're living in. That world that you don't see, I don't know why I want to keep calling him Michael tonight, but for some reason I keep wanting to call him Michael. But Vincent and Rochelle are trying to do that for you, as well as myself. Anyhow, let's see. It's always on our live. You can always find the shows at burlingtonnews.net/thejourneyhome. Again, burlingtonnews.net/thejourneyhome. Go there, and you can click on to listen to Rochelle's shows, or you can click on and listen to Vincent J. Barra's. So either way, you're going to have some good shows. All the shows are going to stay up in an archive and be available for everyone to listen to. So usually I put the shows all in archive membership, but because of this being a show for empowerment, I'm going to keep them available for the public to listen to. So anyhow.
That's great.
Yeah. Well, you know, anyhow, if you're listening, Corbin, I know that you just sent me in in a message, but I'm not receiving it. I don't know what's going on with your instant messenger, so I can't read it. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. Okay, I guess you're okay. You're doing good. Okay. Folks, what you need to do is, if you want to contact us or interact on the show, you can use our our Yahoo Instant Messenger at Burlington News. That's BURLINGTONNEWS. And again, click on to follow this show tonight. Just go to the Journey Home, BurlingtonNews.net. /The Journey Home, click on Rochelle, and they'll take you to the Journey Home site, which is Rochelle Sparrow, BurlingtonNews.net /spirit. Okay, so either way, if you get on that site, BurlingtonNews.net /spirit, it'll show you exactly how to interact with us tonight, via telephone or via instant messenger. Either way, use it, and you can have free psychic readings tonight, all right? And then you can also follow along on that site, looking at pictures, various things like that we put up there. So,
very cool.
Okay. RochelleSparrow.com, BurlingtonNews.net, the two websites, radio stations you can count on. Rochelle Sparrow, Mary Sutherland, The Journey Home.
Thank you so much for having me on the show, and thank you everybody out there. And what empowers people? I think that's a great, great question about what to take a look at it. Especially now, because I'm looking at it from the perspective of what's out there in terms of mental health. And what's going on in the mental health industry, because there seems to be a problem with the new age therapies and the traditional mental health therapies, that there's a conflict there. I don't think the traditional mental health community actually appreciates what's really changing in terms of our enlightened way of looking at how we can heal and how we can change our viewpoint about how we can heal. I think it's rather threatening to them at this point.
Well, of course it's threatening. Money, babe. Money.
Yeah.
And I'm not a psychic, and I know that one. You know, I mean, they don't want to release that hold. They don't want to give it to anyone else. Each person that they lose is a car payment for, or, you know, it's a payment for their car or some other luxury item that the general public usually can't afford. But, yeah,
you know, and I think it's even more than that, that somehow if they really start to integrate the authority that they project out there. I think we were talking about this the other day, in that how the authority gets projected out there and people can't see themselves as the god or goddess that they are, because that would mean taking on that authority and really becoming it. And how willing are we to do that? I think that scares the living hell, literally, out of a lot of the mental health community, at least the traditional social workers that are out there.
Hold on 1 minute, please, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Friend James Scott calling in from Kentucky. But
uh-huh.
I told him that I'd call him back later, so...
Cool.
He's the person that we went, remember when I found the temple down there in Kentucky?
Yes.
He was the gentleman that showed it to me. Yeah.
Oh, how wonderful. It'd be good to talk to him again.
Yeah, we're also writing a book together, The Treasures of the Appalachians.
Cool, cool, cool. When is that going to be out?
Well, that's, I think, probably the next book I start after I finish this one that I'm co-writing with Mark Amaro Pinkham, which is getting close now.
That is so awesome.
Yeah. So, anyhow, going on to the... Yeah, it's... it's all about empowerment, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's all about just... allowing ourselves not to continue to, this is what I've been thinking about lately, just about not projecting out that authority into something else and just becoming it yourself.
Yeah, and that's what this show is all about. The Journey Home is self-empowerment, because this is what my dream for the people is, for self-empowerment. To be able to have enough confidence in themselves that, you know, they don't fall for all the traps out there by big business, you know, and which includes a lot of things, you know, from
you're right, and it includes the mental health industry too.
Yeah, it does. Oh well, pharmaceutical is pharmaceutical business is the second largest money making corporation, and falls right directly underneath oil. You know, so, and of course, mental health pushes out a lot of drugs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've seen some. I mean, my God, I mean, come on. You know, as far as this, I heard something on TV the other day that, you know, just to show you how greedy they are, they were trying to push what is that called, Viagra, to babies. Give the babies Viagra. I mean, come on. I mean, don't you have enough money, people? You know, but, you know.
For what purpose?
Money, you
Gosh.
Know. I mean, they've convinced all the people over 40 or 50 that they needed it. Then all of a sudden, they hit the young adults, and they started hitting, you know, the younger set. That other than that, and now they've even brought it up that maybe the baby should start taking it. And look at what they have done to our kids on Ritalin. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, and it is just they, you know, the thing is, it doesn't cure the problem. It just the drugs, it just covers the problem up, and they're very threatened by holistic type medicine and therapy.
Very.
Because they know it works.
They know it works.
Yeah.
And they're really afraid of that, because if it works, what does that mean for them? Exactly. It means not only that they have to change their their ability to make money in terms of whatever direction they're going in to do that, but they have to change their whole rationale in the perspective that they're living.
Yeah.
So their identity gets switched into something that they can't possibly tolerate, so they got to keep the authority there
and
outside.
And then it's losing their grant money, and so many of them have got published papers, they've got books out there. You know, I mean, what happened? You know, all of a sudden, you know, if all this stuff comes out about holistic medicine, holistic therapy, that it works,
mm-hmm.
What happens to their book sales? What
right.
happens to their grants? You know. I mean, you know, my God forbid they might have to have only one Mercedes in their garage instead of two. You know.
Yep, it's an amazing thing.
Yeah. So, I'm still working, folks, on my first Mercedes. Actually, I'm just right at this point in time, I'd just be happy working on just a new car. Period. A Chevy will work. Toyota, whatever. You know. But there again, this is another thing that when it comes to conditioning, not only have they been conditioned, but so all the people in the holistic work has been conditioned too. Psychics, spirit workers, the spiritualists. Just people, the follow, you know, the people that just, you know, the that practice it, they've all been convinced that money is evil, that we should not be striving for money, that you know, that we should be living on on prana, leave all the money for the bad people, for the negative energies out there, and we can live on peace, love, and tranquility, I guess. But, you know, the thing is, you don't have any tranquility if you got a whole bunch of bill collectors calling you up and telling you that they're going to be disconnecting your lights, or they're going to be taking your home and things like that, you know. So, you know, get over that too, you know, because, you know, recondition yourself, because we all have a right to having a comfortable living. We have a right to, food, shelter, clothing, you know, all those little necessities that keeps the human body alive, you know, we've got a right to that too.
Yeah, I think that's
money to provide it with.
That's a very real problem that exists in the holistic community, because of the, I think it's an ancient tradition that you're not supposed to get money for spiritually, no. At least I could think of like India and different cultures like that.
But well, that's where it all comes down at. I mean, you see all these monks that were living a life of chastity, you know, and not having anything, you mm-hmm. know. But look at how rich the Catholic Church is. It's like, no, we don't want you, you know, we want you guys to live that simple, you know, humble life. But make sure that all the congregation turns around and gives 10% of whatever they're making and gives it to the church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's greed, Rochelle. It's just plain greed.
Yeah.
And they've convinced every one of us out there
mm-hmm.
that we have to accept it. And we
yeah.
don't.
And it's so, and it's really pretty interesting, because it's really different from the shamanic side, from that particular tradition, because even if you did something shamanically, like if you're working in a tribe in Africa and you provide healing for something or somebody, you are expected to get at least a fish.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, there is an exchange of energy.
Well, there has to be. That is part of the natural law,
mm-hmm.
is the exchange of energy. You know, and if you don't take it, then the person that's giving out ends up becoming out of balance too.
That's right.
Yeah. You know? So, and of course, maybe that's the whole idea. Keep everybody out of balance.
Keep everybody out of balance.
Yeah.
Keep the true empowerment non-validated by being validated by money, by worth. Because you're really, when you charge for your services, you're really talking about the value in terms of what you're using of yourself
yeah.
to be able to help somebody. And for me, my God, that's taken my process, that's my whole life. That's taken my whole life to get to my understanding of who I am now and what I'm doing now, not to mention the continuing Jungian analysis that I'm involved in, taking a look at my dream states. I mean, just that alone is just priceless.
Well, maybe that's what we should do tonight, folks out there. And Rochelle and myself is tonight just make a pact with ourselves that as of right now, just tell yourself, I deserve better.
That's right. Expect better.
Yeah, and just say it. I deserve better. Say it 3 times, and after the 3rd time, start living it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here we go. I deserve better. I deserve better. I deserve better.
That's right.
And then let's finish it. Spirit told me one more thing. It says, finish it up with this. I will have better.
Mm-hmm.
I will have better. I will have better. Amen.
You know, and I think that's a very important thing, because there's so many people. I went to the dog park the other day, for example, yesterday, as a matter of fact, and I'm just listening to somebody talk, and we were talking about how much money they made an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And it just occurred to me, just as I was listening to this person, that this person doesn't quite know what he's supposed to be doing. He's not quite sure of his particular direction or his particular path, but he's happy with this particular position because he's not sure of what all the rest is. Because as a culture, we really haven't provided enough of a container to allow people to dive into who they are.
Yeah.
What they are. who we are as natural people so that we can utilize who we are as natural people and then make a living from it.
Well, yeah, it's like how many people out there, they have only identify or identify with their job and how much money they're making, et cetera. Because, you know, and at this, and while you've got that job and you're making that money, you're perfectly happy because you are what you've identified yourself to be. But once that identity's been taken away from you, you've lost that job, all of a sudden you're lost.
That's right.
You don't have a clue what to do.
Right.
You know, and then you have, and then it's like all of a sudden, you're saying, who am I? And then you look around and you say, who are these people? You know, and then you start to have the, and so sometimes, I know it's bad to say, but sometimes losing a job actually is the better thing because it actually makes you, or puts you in a position where you actually have to give yourself identity.
That's right. You have to figure out who you are.
Yeah.
And you have to figure out from that really what you want to do, because that's the secondary thing. The first thing is just finding out who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so interesting to me because we don't do that as a culture. I mean, we probably don't do that worldwide.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, that's because we've been conditioned not to know who we are. We've been conditioned to be told who we are. We've been told to that, when, you know, even as a child, you know, little girls were told how to grow up, what to do when they grew up, you know, what type of jobs to have. How many kids? They've even got it broke down to what an average family is. And so how many cars should you have? Where should you be living? Da, 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 da. They've got it all programmed for everyone. And also, so nobody ever had to think. Yeah.
And that's what's so interesting to me about the mental health industry, because they're supposed to be about empowerment, but they're not about that at all. I mean, they are so far from that.
Well, it's a big business. I mean, it's one of the I don't know. Did you have a chance to listen to that show I did, Vampire Our Death, the Made Vampire?
No,
that was such an amazing show.
Now, which one is it?
It was Our Death, the Made Vampire. And he was a high priest of vampires. And he was probably using this show to recruit younger people, people looking for an identity, and trying to convince them that the way of the vampire was the best. Okay? But I did the show because I felt it was very necessary for us to understand the ploy of the vampiristic nature, mm-hmm. and how they feed on us and how they see us. And he validated exactly what I had always felt of these people. I've always known that behind the large corporations, behind the world leaders, there was an unseen force of people. You know, that was probably answering to another unseen force. But somebody, and I called them the puppet makers. And now, and it all, you know, there's the, it's a hierarchy that, you know, trickles on down to what they call the herd. Now these people, just as I always thought, have never felt that themselves are part of us. They consider themselves there's the prey, and there's the predator, and there's the prey. They're the predator. The human race is their prey. They says it's no different. Them taking advantage of us and eating us, taking our spirit from us. Then there is with a lion chasing down or a cat chasing down a rabbit, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's how they see it. So they have no problem lying to us. As a matter of fact, lying is encouraged. Taking advantage of us is encouraged. Being a chameleon, walking around us as a chameleon, is encouraged. And they said they never ever give away who they are. But they take from us, and they take and take and take and take, without any sense of regret, because this is the nature of the predator. And the nature of the prey is to survive until it comes time to be eaten. And this is all your large corporations. This is your the world leaders. It's all these people up there, you know. So we can't, you know. And he was very honest about this, you know. And I was appreciative over the fact that he gave me an interview, because it really did help define, because I've always said that these people were like that, and it's just like, oh, come on, Mary, they're part of us too. They're human. I says, no, they're not. They are not human. They may walk in a human body, but they are not human. They are not us. And they don't see themselves as us. And they don't. And they have created all these type of establishments like what you're talking about. Why? Because we feed them money. We feed them our energies. We give them our we're like cattle. Being dependent on the rancher to feed us, to take care of us, you know, to bring us in out of the cold when it's time. But then sooner or later, it's our turn to you know, provide the energy to them or the food source. So, you know, that's simple fact, you know, out there, you know. And until we get done having this cattle mentality or this herd mentality, will always be their prey, always. You know, so there's no point of, you know, condemning them, because that's their. It's no more different than like a leopard. I mean, or a rattlesnake. You can't put your hand in a pit of rattlesnakes and then, you know, feel bad or cry or anything else like that, because you just got bit. Because you have to recognize the rattlesnake for what the rattlesnake is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dangerous reptile, you know, that if you get close enough to it, you could possibly get bit and you will die from it, you know, or get very sick. So the thing is, you look at the rattlesnake as the rattlesnake, and if you're smart, you stay away from it, you know. Same way with all these corporations. Learn to be self-empowered. Don't be dependent on what they tell you. Walk your own path.
And I believe that goes with just about anything.
It does.
It really does. You know, about walking your own path and going inside, and what you think is true is true. And therefore, just allowing all of the other stuff, ideas about who you are, to just allow them to just go by you, because it's not about that. It's about really who you think you are.
Yeah. Yep. Reality is in the eyes of the observer.
Mm-hmm.
So, such is life. But make the best of it, you know. That's the best we can do, you know. And last night when we did when you did that show with Vincent, and remember when my mother appeared,
mm-hmm.
and said something about my throat, and
mm-hmm.
I didn't know what he was talking about. Well, afterwards, I went upstairs, and I was eating some chicken, and I got a piece of chicken bone caught in my throat.
Oh, wow.
And so what she was doing was coming through to forewarn me of that bone.
Wow.
You know,
God bless her.
You know, so, thank you, Mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, so,
wow.
Anyhow. Well, we got Vincent on, I think. I don't know. Maybe. Let's see. On the Instant Messenger. And let's see who we have up here. And Sharon, of course, she's packing up her bags in Chicago, and she wanted to let me know that she's all loaded, and she's going to be taking off tomorrow to spend the winter in Florida.
How wonderful!
Yeah,
good.
Yeah. So
good, good, good.
And so anyhow, she says, please keep us in your prayers for a safe trip. Good. Actually,
I will. I will, Sharon.
Okay, and, all right, and, okay, people, if you want to, this show only lasts from 6 to 7, so if you have any, anyone has any questions for Rochelle, for psychic readings tonight, you can instant message us at Burlington News, or you can turn around and call 262-767-2864. I get your number and I call you back. So anyhow, since it's quiet out there right now, let's kind of... Oh, I know. There was a... I promised this lady here. Her name is Jill, okay? Mm-hmm. And we're going to call Jill, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All righty, hold on. Okay, Jill is the one that called last night for Vincent, and we had a little bit of phone problems, and so she's going to try to get through with Rochelle. So hopefully Spirit will work with us tonight, and we'll have Jill.
Hello?
Oh, Jill?
Yeah?
Okay, this is Mary. I'm going to put you through with Rochelle for a reading, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, hold on. Hello, Jill?
Hello?
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with this phone. Jill, can you ask the question to me, and I can, are you listening to the radio station now?
No, I'm not.
Okay, because you can ask the question, and then what I will do is I'll have Rochelle give you a reading on it.
What if I don't have a question? What if I just
call one? Okay, well, we can do it that way, too. Jill, where are you located?
In, La Quinta in Southern California.
La Quinta?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What I'll do is, Rochelle's very good, so she can just pick up your signal wherever, you know.
I can't talk to her.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm still having problems with the phone, so.
Oh.
Okay.
I can't listen on the telephone either, right?
No, I can't connect you. I'm having problems. But anyhow, I'll try it one more time, okay?
Okay.
But you hang up, and we'll see what we can do, okay? Okay. Okay, we're going to try this one more time. Apparently my lines are still having problems.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm still having problems with my phone, so I'm going to try this one more time.
Okay.
And if you don't hear it from me within the next 20 seconds or 30 seconds, hang up and I'll call you back.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Okay, we'll try it one more time.
Hello?
Okay, we'll try it one more time. Did we connect up?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, good. By golly, it worked. I don't know. Okay. Jill, do you have a question for, or do you want to speak with Rochelle? Here she is.
Thank you.
Hi, Jill.
Hi, Rochelle. Thanks. I'm so glad this worked.
Me too.
I don't have a specific question, really. I was just hoping maybe for something general. I'm kind of in a good place, and I'm open to a lot of everything. I don't have a relationship. I have a nice little job, but I just kind of wanted to see what was in my energy.
Okay. So calling in our guides, angels, and ancestors of love, light, and grace, a guide and angel on our right, guide and angel on our left, guide and angel in front, guide and angel in back, to harmonize and balance all energies that may be drawn to this particular session and to leave us centered in the Christ light. What we see is this. This is a woman who has gone through several changes. I got 1 year and then last month as the energy. And what we are seeing here is more likely changes for 2007. Now, what we are stating here is, of course, internal changes. We are talking about emotional shifts. I feel like I got father, but I'm getting family energy secondary that she has gone through. I'm getting forgiveness energy. Feels like sister energy and also aunt within last year. So that now she's coming into a place where she can, it feels like, put things aside. Let's see what they mean. In that, what we see for her is an ability to have more of who she is available in terms of her own energy to her. Previously, there was more energy going out or moving out, feels like, to family, so that now she is more focused upon her own behalf as well as who she is. In this interim, it feels like in this interim before she gains a new position, she is in a resting place. So this place, this emotional space that she is within, is to help her, I'm going to just say, rest. It feels like stabilizes the energy, just kind of stabilize peaceful energy and just be, rather than a lot of integrative work which was occurring for her, especially, I'm going to say, a month previously. So that now she is moving into, from here, vast amounts of changes yet again. Now, these are work-related. There is more to come in terms of what you are expecting for your position. Okay, so basically what they're saying, it feels like, is that you're going to come to a place where you want more in terms of a job. Okay. I'm also getting holistic slash writer energy in that she's going to become, it feels like, creative. I also got, it feels like marketing energy in that she's going to be looking at ways that she can focus her energies into, I'm going to say, healing much more than she gave credence to previously or earlier. Now I got nurse energy, so that she is going to be looking at positions. Okay, it felt like, thank you guys, it felt like holistic nursing energy came through that actually helps her make available, to her. Okay, I got it. So basically what they're saying is that they're that you're looking at these and being open to new positions is going to help her move out her energy into these new positions. We create our lives from the inside out. So you have to have an inside before it manifests outside. So that what we see yet again is a very, I'm going to say, positive, it felt like actually glorious year for her in that upcoming accomplishments are to be expected. She will feel grateful to herself. This new attitude of gratitude to self has come, I'm going to say, within the past year. Again, especially within the past month, so that she feels the relationship with her own being has shifted into one of gratefulness. And that, too, has brought about a greater sense of stability and peace. So what we see for her is just to continue the momentum on, I'm going to say, the path of the journey that you are on as of late, and to market it within yourself as the correct direction to move toward, because you are getting, okay, thank you, a lot of fulfillment from being able to know more about understanding with gratitude not only yourself but family. And that's what they're saying, that is the correct way, which means that's the end.
Well, I hope that helped, Jill.
Well, it sounds like, I mean, just to kind of summarize, keep doing what I'm doing because it's good, it's working.
That's right. That's basically it.
And maybe something next year will come up in holistic something or other.
Yeah, it feels job related. I got nursing, holistic nursing, and I also got writing.
Yeah.
Healing.
Okay, and thank you, Jill. We've got a few more people waiting, and
thank you. And we got about
15 minutes left. So okay, so
thank you, Jill.
Thank you, Jill.
So much.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye bye.
Okay, so now we're going to call Corbin, and then after that we're going to Ireland. Okay.
Cool.
All right. Uh huh. I do too. Okay, so hold on, and again, remember, if I have problems, hang up. Okay, same thing.
Okay.
And I'll call you. Okay, but we're keep the energy on this phone for me. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Okay. And we're calling Corbin.
Yeah, hello.
Okay, Corbin?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Corbin?
Yeah,
I'll have to call you back.
Okay.
Okay, bye. Okay, we'll try it again.
Hello.
Okay, hold on.
I lost you.
I know. Hold on. Yeah, for some reason, my phones just, they don't want to connect with each other, do they, folks? Yeah, we'll try it again.
Okay. Hi, do I need to turn my radio off?
It's okay. Whatever.
Okay.
Okay, hold on just a second.
All right.
Okay, Corbin?
Yeah.
Can you just ask the question and then listen to the radio?
Yeah.
Okay, and your question?
Hi, Rochelle. My question is dealing with my illness. I guess I'm trying to find a possible cure for it. I don't know or anything about it. I mean, pretty much it's been a mystery. Some people say it's Lyme disease. So, you know, I've looked at some of the microscopes that people think it's an etheric parasite.
Okay, well, that's good enough. I'm going to pass this on because I don't want to tell her too much, okay?
Okay. All
okay,
right.
And I'll listen to it on the radio.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay, folks, so there's more than one way to skin a cat here, right? So we'll just pass that mess. Okay, Rochelle.
Yes.
What I'm going to do is you just tune in to Corbin, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and the Corbin wants to know about his health. He picked up something and some sort of a parasite, possibly Lyme disease, doesn't really know exactly what it is. But wants you to see if you can't find out, you know, from spirit, what it may be and how he can possibly cure it.
Okay, let's see. What we see, okay, is a strong course of antibiotics. He is correct in that it is. Okay, I'm sorry to say this, but it feels like confirmation. Lyme disease is correct. So what we state is to truly look at holistic remedies as well. I feel like I'm getting something sore. It just feels like my joints are sore like flu. And that what we also suggest is that he take a look at what occurred that, okay, emotionally, that allowed this situation to manifest, that he may want to think about, I'm going to say, downtime. In other words, what has occurred, okay, is a sense of working too much, feels like overtime. so that what we are suggesting is that he might want to take a look at the reasons underneath what was happening about or around work. This is working too much, so that he could begin to slow down without actually something else intruding upon his space to make him slow down. Because as you can see, the parallel exists. Work intruded upon him, which kept him, I want to say, tied up or wrapped up with work, which then was, of course, out of balance, which created the opening for this situation to occur, which then, of course, this situation or this parasite intruded upon him to slow him down. What we suggest is that he might want to create perspective of work and time off does not get out of kilter. Once he reaches that balanced state, this, I'm going to say, situation or disease will clear up quite rapidly. That is what we suggest.
Okay, and that's it? All right, then what we're going to do is we're going to go to Ireland. Okay, and his name is Patrick Lismore.
Patrick, okay, calling in Patrick's guides, angels, and ancestors. Love, light, and grace, guide and angel on the right, left.
What kind of advice or insight can she give me?
This is a he, right?
Let's see, I he or she. Are you a he or are you a she? A lot of times somebody will use their husband, or, you know, their husband's names on there. Like when Brad uses mine, people are thinking they're talking to Mary. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah, it's Patrick. Okay.
Okay, so it's a he.
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of, just general?
What kind of insight or advice can she give me?
Okay, let's see. What we see for Patrick is that he become more available to himself in one regard. I'm going to say intellectual availability. He is quite, I'm going to say, brilliant. But what occurs and what happens for him is he actually downplays his intellect or his intellectual side and doesn't utilize his, okay, this feels like psychic gifts as well, because he has a great deal more to offer in that particular regard as well. So what we suggest is that he may begin to truly open up to all of his abilities, not just his intellectual prowess, but also his psychic gifts. He's a writer. He has great artistic abilities in description, poetic nature, not just storytelling, but what we see here is that if he utilized his intellect, he could actually make a living from crafting his particular thoughts. Now I'm getting political, is very strong within him. He's got a burning desire, okay, feels like to run for office. He's got a burning desire to become more involved politically. So what we suggest is that he do so, and that he doesn't truly take away from his own abilities by not utilizing his own abilities. That's what we suggest as a direction for him. Right now it feels like he's floundering in this regard, what to do next. He knows he's bored. He knows he's looking for something more, but can't put his finger on it. So what we are suggesting is just look inside your political natural leanings, your gifts of writing, your psychic abilities, your intellect. That's what we suggest. You just become more involved with in connecting to yourself.
All right. And now we have Mary on the phone.
Hi, Mary.
Not my Mary. Not me, but another Mary.
I know.
Okay.
I thought she was there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, on IM. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Mary?
No, I mean, she's instant messaging.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Somehow I'm still over there in Ireland, I guess. I'm sorry.
That's okay. What is the instant message?
She just wants a reading about what kind of jobs coming her way in 2007, and also romance. Any romance there?
Okay. Okay. All right. So, I think this is our last question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so we have
a lot, but I mean, you know, we don't have time for any more. So
we have Mary's guides and angels on our right, left, front, and back to harmonize and balance all energies that may be drawn to this particular session. Leave us centered in a Christ light. What's coming up in terms of a job? Okay, we see three positions available to her. One requires physical move. I'm going to say one requires either, I'm never quite sure in terms of time. See, she's either in California or one requires a move to California. I'm getting California energy. Okay, also I got Florida energy. So what we are suggesting here is there are greater possibilities out of state. Now, I got corporate energy, and I'm also getting international energy. I got administrative energy in that she also may want to consider moving out of, I'm going to say, country. So there, it's interesting, I got Mexico energy. So, okay, computer energy. So that what we are suggesting here is to keep her perspectives broad, or a broad range of perspectives on positions that are available to her, because there are more than she thinks are going to happen. There's more than she thinks that are going to happen. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, and thank you, Mary. Mary's a New Time listener, as well as our person from Ireland, so Patrick. So we want to welcome you, as Jill was, as a matter of fact. So I tried to get our New Time listeners in first. So I'm sorry for all the you other ones out there that didn't get a chance. But next week, okay. And now to finish off the show, as we always do, Rochelle kind of taps into any. A star visitor that's crossing over that has a message for any of us.
Let's just see what's going on over here.
No, let's see what those guys are up to. And of course, we you know, they're all welcome, whichever one wants to come through, regardless of what galaxy they're from, planet, or even if they're interdimensional. They're
come
always
on
welcome.
Through.
You're
see.
Welcome. Come, my children. You're welcome.
Come
my children.
Come visit us.
Come
okay,
into
let's
the
see.
Light.
What we see and what we state are two different but valuable things. There is intruder amongst you. We see this as not negative, but a positive intrusion. We see this energy. Okay, They're talking to you, Mary. They see this energy in your... They are talking to Mary. I better make sure.
Uh-huh.
That's correct. They see this energy in your bedroom. I wanted to make sure they were talking to you before I said that. Could be in my bedroom, you know?
What did I just say? Come to... come, my children? Okay, so what did I do
come
for them in my bedroom?
Be careful what you ask for. Be careful who you invite.
No, get back. Tell me. Get back and concentrate. What do they mean they're in my bedroom?
Okay, what we state is there is a low-level entity that is now visiting. You might want to talk to Brad. It feels like he knows about it.
He does.
And that, because it felt like now visiting Brad. So that what we are suggesting here is that he's having telepathic inquiry with this visitor, this ET person, God bless him, and that he is getting more clear about channeling in telepathic messages from this intruder. Interesting energy, because it does feel like an intrusion kind of an energy. Like I said, not necessarily negative or like they said, actually, negative or it's not negative. Okay, thank you. So that what we are suggesting is that he continue with his exercises of channeling in information from this source. I got a flash of like a light or a round light, so that his being is going to increasingly become more familiar or much more familiar with us. Is correct. It feels like Brad is turning into a channel.
Oh, that does not surprise me.
Yeah.
Well, several weeks ago, Brad went to bed, and he felt something walking on the bed, and he turned over thinking it was our little dog, and he was going to push the dog off the bed, and he says there was nothing there. So anyhow, then that was, of course, naturally in the bedroom, so that would ask them if that's the intruder that they're talking about.
That's correct. Still visiting.
Yeah. Oh, that, okay. And so, okay, well, but Brad doesn't feel threatened by it or anything, so.
No, because it's not a negative entity.
Yeah, no.
It's somebody who's communicating with him, channeling in information.
Well, you know, Brad's been one of these people that's seen things. There, you know, he's actually was able to always see people, you know, but more in an ethereal-type form, you know, but like heat coming off a hot pavement. He's been able to see something like that ever since he was a child, you know.
Wow.
So, you know, so, and they'll every once in a while, like a little group of them will come and sit on his lap or stand around him or walk in front of the TV set or something like that, you know. He always looks at them all as his friends, so, you know, he'll be glad to know that somebody else has joined his little family, I guess.
I guess so.
Yeah, you know, so. The veil is thinning, and more entities are coming through. Is this what's happening?
That, and he's much more open now than previously.
And so
communicating. It's like direct communication.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, so we are listening to, this is called The Journey Home at burlingtonnews.net/journeyhome with Rochelle Sparrow, rochellesparrow.com. Her show is on every Friday night between 6 and 7. So we want to thank you all for joining us tonight. Remember, Rochelle will be back with her show, the Rochelle Sparrow Show, on Wednesday night. You can hear that as well on our BUFO live stream. And that starts at 6 o'clock Central, I believe. Or
you
is it
are correct.
Okay.
And I just wanted to mention to people that I am having a Manifestation 101 class, and you don't have to be present in order to join it. And I was going to have it on December 2nd, but we actually changed the date to, it's going to be January 6th at 10 a.m., and it's going to be by phone. But like I said, you don't have to be there to participate, and it's going to be 10 weeks.
And what do you do with this?
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to channel in information for the specific group so that they can take a look at their skills and abilities and bring them forth out into the light.
So just another form of empowerment.
That's right.
And that's what we're all about here, folks, is
that's
empowering
right.
you to be the true you that you always meant to be.
That's right.
And believe in yourself, number one, yourself.
That's
okay?
right.
And if you have a thought, don't second guess that thought. I think that maybe we could always give like an ending of a little tip, you know, as far as becoming a psychic. And to me, that would be how I learned is a friend from way back when, a psychic friend told me, because I always ask him questions about what spirit was saying, da-da-da, and he'd say, you know.
That's right.
And I'd say, no, I don't. And he says, yeah, you do. And so he started making me ask the question. And then listening, and I found out that it's usually that first thought that you get, and then don't second guess it, because every time you second guess it, you close that door, you know. So think of it as like a muscle. Use it, mm-hmm. Believe in it, use it again. Believe in it, use it again, and just keep working it and working it and working it. Pretty soon you'll start having confidence in that little voice. And then, later, more confidence. Next thing you know, you'll be using that little voice almost like a second nature.
That's right.
Yes.
And we could actually do a show on that. That would be really cool. We could have the guides identify people's psychic abilities and how to use them. That would be awesome.
Yeah, let's do that for our next show.
Yeah, I love doing that. It's what I do in my classes,
yeah.
And I think it's really cool.
Yeah.
People love it.
Yeah, because it's important now that we start listening to these little voices.
That's right.
And feelings, gut feelings.
That is right.
All right. So anyhow, thank you all very much for listening to the show, The Journey Home, BurlingtonNews.net/Journey Home, or The Journey Home. So we love and light to all. And to Sunday night, we have with us Dr. Bruce Agnew. And he has the book, Ark of a Million Years. Millions of years, arc of millions of years. Who's going to be your guest Wednesday night, Rochelle?
Carol Parrish. And she wrote Sophia Sutras, Introducing Mother Wisdom, and talks all about the feminine.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so she's going to be talking all about why she wrote this book and the information that's in it. It's really cool. It's a very in-depth book. So she's going to be very, very interesting.
Okay, so we'll have her, Brooks Agnew, Sunday night, and you just heard who Rochelle is going to have on, and that'll be Wednesday night at 6. So, and of course, Bruce will be on it from 6 to 8, I believe. Anyhow, you can go to my schedule of the events at BurlingtonNews.net to find out exactly who's coming up. Jason Martell is going to be here next week talking about the Anunnaki. And he's worked with Zachariah Sitchin for years, you know, in researching the ancient Sumerian artifacts and the Sumerian and Babylonian cultures. So, one of the leading experts on the Anunnaki. So, watch the our schedule. We're still trying to work out a date for next week, but. It's sometime next week that we know for sure. So
watch
it. Okay, and then then just not to hold you up, but we've got another one coming out. Science spelled PSIENCE with Marie D. Jones, and how new discoveries in quantum physics and new science may explain the existence of the paranormal phenomena.
So that sounds really cool.
Yeah, that's going to be a really good one. So anyhow,
I like that one.
So we got some good shows coming up between Rochelle, myself, and then of course you can also listen to Vincent J. Barra. He has a show going on over at his site, so you can find information on him by going again to BurlingtonNews.net/TheJourneyHome, clicking on Barra, and you find all the information you need to go to Vincent's website. And check out his radio station too. So we're putting together a pretty great group here to help you guys out. So anyhow, I hope that we can provide you with the shows that you guys richly deserve. So anyhow, good night, everyone.
Good
Sending
night,
my love.
Thank you.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Have a great night.